The Tao that can be told is not the eternal Tao. The name that can be named is not the eternal name. The nameless is the beginning of heaven and earth. When all the world recognizes beauty as beauty, this in itself is ugliness. When all the world recognizes good as good, this in itself is evil. Indeed, the hidden and the manifest give birth to each other. Difficult and easy complement each other. Long and short exhibit each other. High and low set measure to each other. Voice and sound harmonize each other. Therefore, the sage manages his affairs without ado and spreads his teaching without talking. He denies nothing to the teeming things. He rears them but lays no claim to them. He does his work, but sets no store by it. He accomplishes his task, but does not dwell upon it. And yet, it is just because he does not dwell on it that nobody can ever take it away from him. Bestowing no honors keeps people from fighting. Prizing no treasures keeps people from stealing, displaying no attractions, keeps people from making trouble. Thus, the rule of the sage empties the mind, but fills the stomach, weakens the will, but strengthens the bones. By keeping the people from knowing or wanting, and those who know from daring to act, he thus governs them all. The Tao is so empty, those who use it never become full again. And so deep, as if it were the ancestor us all. Dulling our edges, untying our tangles, softening our light, merging our dust, and so clear, as if it were present, I wonder whose child it is. Heaven and earth are ruthless. They treat the 10,000 things as straw dogs. The wise are ruthless. Treat the people as straw dogs. Space between heaven and earth is like a bellows. The shape changes, but not the form. The more it moves, the more it yields. Count less. Hold fast to the center. The valley spirit never dies. She is called the brooding darkness. As a door. It is called the root of heaven and earth. Abiding like endless silk threads. Use it at ease. Heaven is vast. Ancient. So, the sage is a man who follows, yet a man in front. A man cast out, yet a man at home. That's how he perfects his own self. The highest good is like water. Water's good is in serving the 10,000 things without contention. It settles where all men shun. Thus, it is near to the Tao. A home's good is in the earth. A thought's good is in depth. A friend's good is in humanity. A word's good is in sincerity. A state's good is in management. A job's good is in competence. An action's good is in timing. Without contention, is really without contention.